the Straits of Tyran, which was perceived to be an act of war. Border incidents along the frontiers with Egypt escalated until they erupted into the Second Arab-Israeli War in October and November of 1956.
After the Suez-Sinai War, Arab nationalism skyrocketed, as did demands for revenge led by Egypt's President Nasser. The formation of a united Arab military command massed troops along the borders, made Israel attack Egypt, Jordan, and Syria simultaneously on June 5th. 6 days later, Israel emerged victorious. The 6 days' war left Israel in possession of Gaza and the Sinai Peninsula, Arab East Jerusalem, the West Bank, and the Golan Heights taken from Syria. Israel was now four times its original size. In 1980, the Knesset passed a law declaring Jerusalem a complete and united Israeli capital. Shortly after, the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, established on April 3, 1964, carried out attacks on Israeli targets with the stated objective of redeeming Palestine. The group succeeded in gaining widespread international support, including UN recognition as the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinians.
The Karama battle boosted Palestinian morale and increased PLO's prestige within the Arab community. PLO also welcomed a new leader a year later, Yasser Arafat, who became the trademark of PLO. In 1973, Egypt joined Syria in a war on Israel to regain the territories lost in 1967. The two Arab nations struck Israel unexpectedly on October 6th. The attack fell on Yom Kippur, Israel's holiest fast day. After crossing the Suez Canal, the Arab forces managed to defeat the Israeli forces to more than 3 weeks. The United States decided to step in and managed to stop the Arab forces. However, the Arab strong showing won them the support from the USSR and most of the world's developing countries. What's more, the Arab oil states decided to do something and so cut off petroleum exports to the United States and other Western nations in retaliation for their aid to Israel.
In an effort to encourage a peace settlement, U.S. President Richard M. Nixon gave his Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, the task of negotiating agreements between Israel, Egypt, and Syria. Kissinger managed to work out military disengagements between Israel and Egypt in the Sinai and between Israel and Syria in the Golan Heights during 1974. Begin was the first Israeli leader to achieve a peace settlement with an Arab state. U.S. President Jimmy Carter sponsored negotiations at Camp David, Maryland, and the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty was signed in Washington, D.C. on March 26, 1979. Although the treaty ended the prospects of for war between Israel and Egypt, many issues remained between the two countries, including the problem of arranging for an Arab autonomy in the occupied West Bank and Gaza.
Ariel Sharon and Raphael Eaton then invited Lebanese phalangist militia units to enter the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps to clean out the PLO fighters. Under the plan, Israeli soldiers would control the perimeters of the refugee camps and provide support while the phalangists would enter the camps and hand the PLO fighters to Israel. The Israeli military completely surrounded and sealed off the camps and set up observation posts on the roofs of nearby toll buildings on September 15. The next day, Israel announced that it controlled all key points in Beirut. For the next 2 nights, from nightfall until late into the night, illuminated flares were seen above the camps, fired by Israel. On the evening of September 16, 1982, the phalangist militia, under the command of Eli Hobikiah, entered the camps. For the next 36 to 48 hours, the phalangists massacred the inhabitants of the refugee camps, while the Israeli militia guarded the exits. At 6 p.m., a phalangist officer reported 300 killings, including civilians, a casualty that continued to increase. Some of these reports were forwarded to the Israeli government in Jerusalem and were seen by a number of Israeli senior officials. Israeli soldiers surrounding the camps, then turned back Palestinians fleeing the camps and forced them to stay within the village borders to meet their fate.
The Palestinians had enough. They led a violent war and a series of violent incidents with Israel from 1987 through 1900. In 1988, Jordan, in favor of the Palestinian people, gave up the West Bank to Palestine. That same year, the Palestinian state was officially established with PLO leader Yasser Arafat as its leader. Arafat addressed the UN Security Council in Geneva after the massacre and called for the deployment of a UN emergency force to provide international protection for Palestinians. At the end of their hunger strike, Palestinian leaders in the occupied territories decided to boycott the United States. Events in the Middle East took a surprising turn in 1993. After secret negotiations, Prime Minister Rabin and PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat flew to Washington, D.C. and agreed to the signing of a historic peace agreement in which Israel agreed to allow for Palestinian self-rule, first in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank town of Jericho, and later in the other areas of the West Bank that are not settled by the Jews. The agreement had been worked out secretly in Oslo, Norway, and thus was dubbed Oslo I. In May of 94, Yasser Arafat and Yitzhak Rabin, Prime Minister of Israel, signed the final version of the Declaration of Principles that had been signed in Washington, D.C. on September 13, 1993. The accord was regarded as a start toward bringing peace between Israelis and Palestinians after 45 years of conflict. Within 24 hours of the signing, Israeli military forces were scheduled to leave the Gaza Strip and Jericho, ending 27 years of occupation of those territories. A Palestinian police force was ready to move into the areas to keep order. On September 24, Israeli and PLO officials met in Taba, Egypt, and finalized agreements on the second stage of gradual Israeli withdrawal from Palestinian lands. Under the pact, which was officially signed in Washington, D.C., Israeli forces were scheduled to be removed from 6 Arab cities and 400 villages in the West Bank by early 1996, after which elections would be held for an 82-member Palestinian council, which would possess power in the West Bank and in Gaza. This treaty was called Oslo II.
On May 2nd, Arafat and U.S. President Bill Clinton met and agreed to the Y Treaty in 1998. Shortly after took place the 2000 Camp David summit in hope for some peace talks. However, events took a grave turn, and on September 28, 2000, the Israeli leader Ariel Sharon visited Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. A group of Palestinian figures came to protest the visit. With the dignitaries watching from a safe distance, Palestinians saw Sharon's visit as an assault on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. For reason, the whole conflict is known as the Al-Aqsa Intifada. On September 29, 2000, the day after Sharon's visit, following Friday prayers, large uprising broke out around the Old Jerusalem, during which several Palestinian demonstrators were shot dead. On the same day, the September 29, 2000, the demonstrations broke out in the West Bank. In the days that followed, demonstrations erupted all over the West Bank and Gaza. 4 years later, Palestine's beloved president, Yasser Arafat, passed away.
In the year 2000, Israel began a ravage, destroying homes and buildings and cutting highways and separating villages from each other. They began constructing a wall, similar to the Berlin Wall, that isolated different areas of Palestine, thus controlling where the natives were allowed to go. Today, this wall has been reconstructed and now looms over 12 meters high, guarded by barbed wires and in some areas even trenches. It is about one-fourth the size of the Great Wall of China, a colossal structure that can be seen from space. The only difference is that this apartheid wall serves as a torture device, making Palestinians' homeland an open-air prison and leaving them until today to fight for their freedom.
وهاي هي قصتنا مع اليهود اللي حطوا محطتهم في أرضنا وهلكيت بقولوا إحنا الغربة وصاروا تشلنا واحد ضرب حجر ضربوه بالصاروخ وقالوا هذا هو إرهابي وبيهدد دولتنا ولازم نقتله
وآخر ما فيها وبعد كل هالتشريد والدمار والتهجير حطوا محطتهم مع غزة ورشوها بالسم والكيماويات ليقتلوا الأطفال جيل المستقبل ويقولوا إحنا بندافع عن أهلنا وأطفالنا من الإرهابية يا كشري لو بتشوفوا شو عملوا فينا ما بتصدقوا عيونكم. ومع هيك رح نضلنا صامدين وصابرين، والفرج قريب بإذن الله.